Please listen now to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan telling us the background to the poem, Beautiful Snow.
In the early part of the United States Civil War, the early 1860s, one dark Saturday morning in the dead of winter, a young woman, 22 years old, died at the Commercial Hospital, Cincinnati, Ohio. She had once been beautiful and the pride of respectable parents. Highly educated and accomplished, she might have shone in the best society. But she was stubborn and willful and would not listen to warning. She played with fire and called it fun. One day she awoke to find herself ruined by a fatal mistake which she could not erase. She was fallen. She spent the rest of her young life in disgrace and shame and died poor and friendless, a broken-hearted outcast. Among her personal effects was found in manuscript the poem, Beautiful Snow, which was immediately carried to Enos B. Reed, spelled R-E-E-D, editor of the National Union. In the columns of that newspaper on the morning following the girl's death, the poem appeared in print for the first time. When the newspaper containing the poem came out on Sunday morning, the body of the victim had not yet received burial. The attention of Thomas Buchanan Reed, spelled R-E-A-D, one of the first American poets, was soon directed to the newly published lines and was so taken with a stirring pathos that he immediately followed the corpse to its final resting place. Such are the facts concerning her whose beautiful snow will be long regarded as one of the brightest gems in American literature.
The poem, Beautiful Snow, the author's name is not disclosed. Oh, the snow, the beautiful snow, filling the sky and earth below, over the housetops, over the street, over the heads of the people you meet, dancing, flirting, skimming along. Beautiful snow, it can do no wrong. Clinging to lips in frolicsome freak, trying to kiss a fair lady's cheek, beautiful snow from heaven above, pure as an angel, gentle as love. Oh, the snow, the beautiful snow, how the flakes gather and laugh as they go, whirling about in maddening fun, cheering the heart and dispelling the gloom, chasing, laughing, hurrying by. It lightens the face and sparkles the eye. Rollicking dogs with a bark and a bound snap at the crystals which eddy around. The town is alive and its heart in a glow to welcome the coming of beautiful snow. How wildly the crowd goes swaying along, hailing each other with humor and song. How gay are the sleighs, like the stars flashing by are bright for a moment, then lost to the eye. Ringing, swinging, dashing they go over the crest of the beautiful snow. Snow that's so pure when it falls from the sky that it makes one regret that it's fated to lie and be trampled and muddied by thousands of feet till it blends with the horrible filth in the street. Once I was pure as the snow, but I fell. Fell like the snowflakes from heaven to hell. Fail to be trampled as filth on the street. fell to be scoffed at, to be spit on and beat. Pleading, cursing, dreading to die, selling my soul to whoever would buy, dealing in shame for a morsel of bread, hating the living and fearing the dead. Merciful God, have I fallen so low? And yet I was once like the beautiful snow. Once I was fair as the beautiful snow, with an eye like a crystal, a heart like its glow. Once I was loved for my innocent grace, flattered and sought for the charms of my face. Father, mother, sisters, all, God and myself I have lost by my fall. The vilest wretch that goes shivering by will make a wide sweep lest I wander too nigh. For all that is on or above me, I know there is nothing so pure as the beautiful snow. How strange it should be that this beautiful snow should fall on a sinner with nowhere to go. How strange it should be when the night comes again, if the snow and the ice struck my desperate brain, fainting, freezing, dying alone. Too wicked for prayer, too weak for a moan, to be heard in the streets of the crazy town, gone mad in the joy of the snow coming down. To be and to die in my terrible woe with a bed and a shroud of the beautiful snow. Hopeless and foul as the trampled snow, sinner, despair not, Christ stoopeth low. To rescue the soul that is lost in sin, and to raise it to life and enjoyment again. Groaning, bleeding, dying for thee, the crucified hung on the cursed tree. His accents of mercy fall soft on thine ear. Is there mercy for me? Will he heed my weak prayer? O God, in the stream that for sinners did flow, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The end of the poem, Beautiful Snow. My friend, without Christ as your Savior, the following hymn is a wonderful prayer. As you listen to it being sung now, with all sincerity, and for your own eternal salvation and blessedness, please silently voice these pleas to your Creator God.
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, let nothing unholy remain. Apply thy own blood and remove every stain. To get this blessed washing, I all things forego. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. I wait, blessed Lord, by thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never said no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
In his Holy Bible, our Creator God says to each and every human soul, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." That is in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Found in the New Testament, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7b. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11b. My friend listening to me now, there is nothing in life more important to you than to sincerely pray the following prayer to your Creator God. Lord Jesus Christ, please change my heart for my eternal good. Please create within me a heart repentant toward Thee for all my sins. Please forgive me of all my sins and wash me clean in God's precious blood that Thou didst shed for me on the cross. Please grant me true faith in my Creator God to fully believe in Thee and to fully trust in Thee, Lord Jesus, as my Lord, my God, my Savior, my first and foremost love, my all. Thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for hearing this prayer of mine. Amen.
Please invite everyone you possibly can to listen to this reading of Beautiful Snow. This audio is in the radio sermons on Richard's website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes, Christ-is-all. www.snowall.us. Most of the time, we have beautiful snow available printed in tract form. Ask for it from Christ Is All, P.O. Box 490, Vernon, Alabama, 35592-0490, USA.
Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.